Governor Walker wants to tighten eligibility for Badger Care, leaving an estimated 87,000 people who want insurance no choice but to turn to private coverage, paid partly with federal subsidies. Outgoing Health Services Department Secretary Dennis Smith says someone at 100% poverty level would pay 2% of their income for premiums on the federal exchange.
It translates into $19 a month, or about 65 cents a day. In our experience of where we've been applying premiums, we believe overwhelmingly people will find that as to be a good value.
But advocates for the poor are concerned that some may not be able to afford private insurance. They argue premiums are just part of the cost of health coverage offered online in the new federal marketplaces that begin in 2014. John Peacock is with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families.
The significant copays and deductibles that low-income families are going to have is a huge barrier for people living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to pay their rent, their light bill, and everything else.
Governor Walker rejected expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. An analysis by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau found Medicaid expansion would cost the state but far less than Walker's plan. That's because the federal government pays 100% of expanded Medicaid costs the first 3 years, and the state picks up 10% after that. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.